Blog Talk Radio.
And let the Holy Ghost do what it's supposed to do. Praise His holy name. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Cecilia Lane. Praise the Lord. Oh, God bless all of you all, Dr. Johnson and the staff and Amazing Grace and Mother Abby Johnson. I just thank God for all of you all and Lady Betty. I am so grateful of this teaching on the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost as I learned it. And when I was coming up and tarrying for it, I just thank God for a great gift that God has part of the plan that He has. That I mean, it's the foundation of my walk, and I thank God for that because it leads me in everything that I do every day. I could not being baptized is great and buried in water with Jesus, but that Holy Ghost that He left us, I just thank God for it because you can't do anything. You can't keep a job with it. You'll argue, you'll fight or whatever, but God, it comes with peace. And He teaches you how to do everything, how to do your money, how you raise your kids, how you do everything. So I would not have been saved this long without the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for that teaching and reminding and just being able to carry it along into your families and friends fresh again about the Holy Ghost. God bless you all. Pray for me.
God bless you. Bless you. Bless you, Sister Linda. Thank you. Anyone else? Jump in. Jump in. God bless.
This is Prophetess Jackson out of Houston.
Bless you.
Thank God. I just want to thank God for the blessed word that He has poured in and filled us through Mother Johnson. I just got to have a copy of that, what she spoke, Dr. Johnson. I just want to thank God for I thank God for the Holy Ghost that is pressing upon His people to bring us to maturity that we can do the active work in the Spirit and bring what's in heaven into the earth. And it takes us activating the Holy Ghost. That means being active, doing that. So I just thank God for the teaching. This morning it was powerful, impactful. It was mind-blowing. That's what Jesus, the Holy Ghost, does with you. It was food that filled you up to overflow you to the brim that when you leave this land, you ought to be walking on water, just hearing what Mother Johnson. And I just got to have a copy of that, Dr. Johnson. Please send me a copy of that, of what she taught this morning. I want many people that I sit with to just hear that, to understand the Holy Ghost and how you feel with it, how you receive it, and be filled with it, and then begin to walk and do the things that He has called you to do, not by way of your flesh, but by way of your spirit, because it's the temple. And in the temple, you walk the things out in the earth realm that people can see more of Christ and less of you. The spirit of truth come in to separate tradition. The spirit of truth come in to separate the bread from the unleavened bread. The spirit of truth come in to separate the precious from the worthless. And I just thank God for Mother Johnson at such an age that speaks so precisely in precision with the Holy Ghost. She just walking in and filled and form with it, and He's all over her. Just thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for her.
Amen.
And thank you, Mother Johnson. Keep on keeping on, and the Lord keep blessing you.
Bless you. Praise God. Thank
my
you
mind.
So much.
The Son is, it, that yes. is the Holy Ghost, because we're going to We plan to make that available to all of you on the prayer line here, and you'll be hearing more about it as we prepare and get those things ready for you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. I'm going to have to get it back right now here. I'm going to want to get some prayer requests this morning also. Amen. It's been wonderful hearing all these praise reports. Is there one more person who has a praise report? If so, jump in there now. if you want to give your praise report. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord.
All right, Mother Johnson, go ahead.
I just want to say it. Was that Dr. Pfeiffer talking just a few minutes ago?
Yes.
Well, I tell you.
That was Prophetess Jackson that was talking. That was Prophetess Jackson.
Well, I tell you, I don't know behind that. I don't know what to say. I was speechless for words. I said, Lord, help me, Jesus. But anyway, I thank God I'm laid up in my brand new condo this morning.
Wow.
And praise God for all of your prayers. Mm-hmm. I tell you, the prayers of the righteousness fill this place. Mother Johnson laid up in her condo. I worked so hard on the weekend. I didn't know if I just woke up. But I thank you, praise God, for what I did get a chance to hear. Y'all just keep reading the prayers.
I know what you're talking about now. That was Mother Ellie Johnson speaking on the Holy Ghost at first when you tune in, Mother.
Okay.
And that's what you were talking about. All right. Amen. God bless you. That's Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Amen. God bless all of you. All right, let's move to our prayer request today. If you have a prayer request, you got the faith. God has the power. He can heal you. He can fix any situation. I want to ask many of you who came with us at the very first of the year and you received your oil blessed. We were able to bless your oil. Don't forget to use that oil. I've been using mine. My granddaughter, Anaya, was so sick. She had that flu and just coughing. And the enemy tried to put fear in my heart. I just went and got that blessed oil and put it on her little chest and on her forehead. And do you know all of that cold and flu and coughing completely left her? I want to tell you, use your blessed oil.
Amen.
It's potent with the Holy Ghost. The anointing is upon that oil. It's the same oil that we blessed here and we blessed over the line. The Holy Ghost through me blessed it. And so I'm asking you to use it. You'll find that the Lord will do mighty and wondrous things through it if you'll only use it for the glory of God. Amen. God bless you. We'll bless your family, your home, and bring miracles happen through that oil. I just want to tell you what's happening. That's all I'm doing. And the Lord bless you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. All right. If you have a prayer request, one of our assistants, can you get the prayer
request? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. It's Ambassador Hagen. I'll be glad
right.
to do that for you.
Pastor Hagen, amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless
God you.
You. The lines are now open to receive our prayer requests.
You have a prayer request? Jump in there and let us know what it is so we can pray for you. This is not a gossip line, no matter what it is. Just tell it and the Lord will bless you, okay? Who's the first
Good morning.
One?
God bless everyone. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. I would like to place Dr. Stearns and her family on here just for strength. I know they're pastors and just pastors in general. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you. We will do just that. Amen. The lines are now open to receive your prayer request.
I'd like to follow Dr. Pfeiffer. This is Sister Gray, Charlotte Gray again, 816. I haven't heard Elder Strider in a while, so I just want to lift up him and any other men that are holding up Dr. Johnson's arms as well. Just want to lift them all up today, including my husband as well. All men. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. We will do. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shaw. Amen. The lines are now open for your prayer request.
This is Prophetess Jackson out of Houston. I got a prayer request. I've been put in the pool of people for as a candidate for a position, so employment. So keep me in your prayers and join in with me. This is the door that God opened for me. And also my daughter is looking for employment, Latifah, L.A. Latifa. So pray for her as well. And I want to thank God.
Thank you so much. Will do. Praise the Lord. The lines are open for your prayer request.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, I want you to pray for my grandson. He's going before the board, and I'm asking you to pray that God will open the door and let him out, and all my entire family. God bless you. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Mother. We certainly will. Hallelujah. The lines are open.
Sister Gina.
Yes. Sister Gina, go ahead.
Sister Gina, I want to pray Sister Joyce Long and Sister Renee Abernathy on the prayer list.
Yes, God bless.
Yay. God bless you. Certainly will, Sister Gina. God bless you. The lines are open for your prayer request.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my brother, Patrick Angelo Jr., and my auntie, Arlene Jenkins, and my immediate family. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. We certainly will. The lines are now open for your prayer request.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. This is Brother Johnson. Just keep continue to pray for me and my family.
Yes. We certainly will, Mother Johnson. God bless you. The lines are open for your prayer request.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I just truly thank the Lord for allowing me to see a new day I never seen before. I want you to continue to pray for my mother, Juanita. We've been traveling along the dangerous highways, family back and forward. But God is a healer. We know God is continuing to heal her body. Just pray for my mother for healing. She's still in the hospital. But I know God is going to do what he said he's going to do, and he's going to continue. God bless you all.
God bless you. Certainly will. God bless you. The lines are open for your prayer request.
All right, let's pray. Amen. If you would, go ahead with that. Who would like to pray this morning? Go ahead. With Ambassador Hagen.
Yes. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We bless your most gracious and wonderful name. Father, we thank you for this opportunity as we come, Lord. First, we want to pray the prayer of repentance for everyone who's in our jurisdiction, in our region. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for all that has been assigned. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We ask you to forgive each and every one in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for everything that has been, oh, God, hallelujah, transgressed against you. Oh, God, and everything that has been are committed or omitted against you. We ask, oh, God, for your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, because you said if we ask, you would in no wise cast us out. So now, Lord, we come, oh, God, hallelujah, petitioning you, oh, God, on the basis, oh, God, of being, oh, God, your sons and your daughters. We thank you, Father, and as we lift up all of these special requests, Father, we ask you in confidence, knowing that you hear us and knowing that you will answer. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we lift up, thank you, Lord, Dr. Stern. Oh, Father, we lift her up today. We lift her up, her husband, her family. You know what's going on. We lift them up. We ask you, Lord, to, hallelujah, do what only you can do. Work it out, Lord. Grant the victory. Even now. Satan, find you. We cast you out. The blood of Jesus is against you. We speak complete deliverance and victory in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Elder Strotter before you in the name of Jesus. Him, his wife, his family, his business, everything that's going on. You know right now. Father, send the angels on an assignment and do what needs to be done. Even this day, grant forth a miraculous delivery in his behalf. We thank you for victory. We're all done in the name of Jesus. And remember all men, Lord, as requests have come in. Every man in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Lord, we lift up Providence Jackson. Oh, God, you heard her request. Oh, God, in regards to employment, even for her daughter, in the name of Jesus. And for others, we pray for employment in the name of Jesus. Let there be a mighty release of your anointing, God.
for even for everyone that's on this line, oh God, and for those that are listening from all around the world who are in need of employment, Father, give them good employment. Let there be favor with people in position and high authority. Oh God, we thank you, God, for your release of influence, oh God, to work on their behalf. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for Mother Johnson, Lord. We thank you for her. We thank you for her legacy. We thank you for her life. Lord, you heard her request. Oh God, there is nothing that would ever be denied her. Oh God, hallelujah, because she belongs to you, Lord, and I know you're pleased with her. Now, Lord, we ask you to grant this for her, her grandson, in the name of Jesus, as he goes before the board. Send, oh God, an entry, abundance of angels and warring angels on his behalf. Let him, oh God, we know he will not go in the boardroom alone because you will be there. Oh God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah for goodwill, Lord, opening up to him, Lord, that he'll be able, oh God, to come home and be able to be released. We thank you, Lord, that you could do it for the lady who had 365 years against her, Lord Jesus, and you released her and she could only did 5 years. We know you. For her grandson. So we thank you. We ask in confidence and we thank you and we call it done. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for Sister Gina. We thank you, Lord, for her life and, oh God, for her work. Lord, hear her request now in regards to Sister Joyce and Sister Renee. You heard the names that she called, Lord. Lift these precious hearts up. We ask you, God, hallelujah, to intervene. Grant the request. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Sister Lucia, Lord, her brother, Lord, and her aunt, Lord.
The host has joined the conference.
God for your glory. God for your glory. Work it out. Grant it. Grant the need. Grant the need. Grant the need. Fill the request in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, oh, we thank you. Mother Johnson from Indiana. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for her and her family in the name of Jesus. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, lead her every one of her needs. We say thank you for the victory in the mighty name of Lord. Sister Sheila, we thank you for her and her request, Lord. Oh, God, concerning her mother, Ward Neater. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. This is your child, and healing is the children's bread. Lord, she's asking you, oh, God, for healing for her mother. Lord, we thank you for healing her mother, Mother Ward Neater, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you, and we call it all done in the mighty name of Jesus, and it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You. The victory in Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Dr. Johnson, it's back to you.
Oh, sir. Yes, I'm here. Wonderful prayer, and thank you so much. Do you have just a moment? Maybe could take maybe two or three more prayer requests if you have time.
Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got a few minutes before I go to the board. The lines are open to receive your prayer requests.
Oh, thank you. Anyone else? Jump in there. You have a prayer request. All right. God bless you, Ambassador Hagan. Thank you for being so willing.
Yeah,
we appreciate you. And thank you for the blog line. Most people don't know, but Ambassador Hagan is the one who has been a blessing to this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise line with the blog line. So we want to thank her for it. God uses her. And he moves in mysterious ways, so thank you. Now, don't forget the instructions that we gave you some time ago. We asked each of you if you would try to bring other people on the line. We'll show you how to do it. Invite people to the line. Tell them I'll call you in the morning when we get ready to get on. So you don't come on by yourself, but you bring others with you. You don't have to hook up a three-party. Just call them and tell them it's time to come on and let them have the number and let them come on themselves. Now, all of you who are on the line, when you come on, I want to ask you to do this. Let me just ask you to do this. If you would come on, if you don't plan to speak right then, immediately put your line on mute. Yeah, just push *4. Deliberately go to mute. Amen. And those who want to give prayer requests, want to give praise reports, and you're expecting to speak or you want to speak, you can leave your line open. Amen. So it's kind of difficult to get everybody on the line now. And thank God it is packed And we praise God for that. But we want to hear from those who want to be heard from. I don't want to really change prayer lines because some people get lost in the shuffle. They don't get the number some way. I even had, as of late, have people. I've had people say that I had lost contact with the number to the prayer line when they changed it. Yeah, we can say it over and over and over again, but some people just don't quite come along with it. So if you would just put your number, your line automatically on mute, and when you want to say something, you can press that *4 again, and you can be unmuted and speak and then go back to mute. That way we won't have to, if the Lord says the same, we won't have to go to a new prayer line that will accommodate many, many, many more people if you just automatically put your phone on mute. *4. And then when you get ready to unmute, press *4 again, and you'll hear it say line unmuted, and you can speak. Amen. And when you get through speaking, go back to *4 again. All right? I'm going to be looking for that on tomorrow. I want to see how many of you will obey. Amen. The enemy... yes, go ahead.
Is it possible that we might be able to acknowledge or welcome any first-time callers that might be on here today?
Yes, we would love to do that. Amen. Why don't you do that?
God bless you, and good morning. This is the First Fruit Prayer Line. And if you're, this is your first time calling, we would like to acknowledge you and welcome you. And if you would just give your name and the state you're in, we would love to just continue to welcome you. God bless you. And if you're on mute, we can understand. Push *4. Or 4-star, I believe, and you can speak. If this is your first time, please greet us.
The line is open to you. Just say hello to us if you're there. Your first time, the line is open to you. Go ahead. Trying to keep the music from going forth because he's done it about this is the fourth time, yeah. The enemy wouldn't take time to do all that if it wasn't affecting him some way. Must be affecting him. And so praise the Lord. Let's keep the music going. Amen. We got it again. We're going to keep it going. May the Lord bless you. May something good happen to you today. Something wonderful happen to you. Remember, no matter what the problem is, it's going to be all right. May something good happen to you. Bless the Lord. Have a wonderful day. Dr. Mary Lacey, a happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Dr. Lacey. Thank you. gonna be all right. Whatever you're going through, it's gonna be all right. I got a feeling it's gonna be all right.
Holy, thank you, Jesus.